So why have I shared all of this? To remind you that we should look out for the interests of others, so that the faithful don't feel indifferent when these things are mentioned. It certainly isn't addressed to the walls when the deacon says, "Let us pray for the catechumens," yet some are so senseless, so dense, and so corrupt as to continue conversing not just during the catechumens' time, but also during that of the faithful. From this, complete confusion arises. Everything completely falls apart. We end up angering God when we should be trying to appease Him. The same happens during the prayers of the faithful, when we are invited to approach our benevolent God on behalf of the bishops, priests, kings, those in power, the earth and sea, the seasons, and the entire world. Thus, when we, who should be bold enough to pray for others, are barely attentive even while praying for ourselves, how can we justify ourselves? How can we find forgiveness? Therefore, I implore you to take all of this into account. Recognize the importance of prayer, elevate yourselves and disconnect from worldly matters, and reach towards heaven itself, so that we may have the ability to appease God and secure the promised blessings. To that end, may all of us be led by the grace and love for people of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom, along with the Father and the Holy Ghost, we attribute glory, power, and respect now and always and for eternity. Amen.